I'm so glad that you came to Tulsa this year. How many have been here before? So some of you, this is your first time to come? How many of you are missing school to be here? Yeah, that's the best, isn't it? Yeah, my kids aren't missing school. This is their spring break week, so they're not getting to miss on. Did you have spring break last week? Okay. How many are from Oklahoma? Nobody? Wow. How about Texas? No? Missouri? Kansas? Arkansas? Yeah. All right. Good morning. How are you guys? Come on in and sit down. Well, this week, we're going to talk about learning to depend on God. What is another word for depend? Does anybody know?
Trust.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. Sometimes we use different words, but we are also going to learn that when we memorize scripture and it's in our heart, then when we get in a rough spot and we can think of that, that it will help us to feel better and remember that God is with us. So after we pray, we're going to work on that, and then we'll get into our sketchbooks, okay? So if you would not draw just yet in your sketchbooks, I have something I want you to draw in them in a few minutes, okay? Everybody's going to have something to do in a few minutes. If you'll put all of your things down, we'll pray first. Put your pencils on the floor and your books on the floor. So we are so excited to be able to talk to God. Are you ready? Dear God, thank you so much for bringing each of these children to Tulsa this year. I pray that you will rain down your blessings on their families, that this week will be a time of encouragement for them, and a time for fun, a time for families to be together, a time that we'll grow closer to you, learning to depend on you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. The scripture that we're going to learn, one scripture a day, that's kind of tough. So we'll have to work on it, and you'll be able to work on it during the day, okay? And before I forget, when you guys get tired of walking around and you want to sit down and play a game or something, over by the big bounce houses, there is a big place that you can do just that. There are board games and Legos and some puzzles and some worksheet puzzles that you can do. And there's crayons over there. There's a craft over there. All I ask is that when you are done playing, that you pick your toys up and put them back for the next people. Okay? All of it is free. You can say, hey, Mom and Dad, if you're going to visit with somebody, tell them to come over here. Okay? You guys can play games together, or you can play, maybe you can get your parents to play a game with you. That'd be good, huh? Okay, this is our scripture for today. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Can you guys say it with me? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, verses 6 and 7. Where is Psalms at? In the Bible. What part of the Bible? It's kind of in the middle, but it's the Old Testament. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. We're going to take a word down. See if we can say it without this word. Okay? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. Okay, we'll take another one down. Ready? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Okay. Do you think we can take down two?
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, verse 6 and 7. All right. We're going to take down a couple more. Ready? You think we should take three down?
Yes.
Okay. You think you can do it? Okay. Ready? The Lord is with me. He will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Good job. All right, we're going to take down a couple more. Think we should take down four this time?
Five.
All right, there we go. Are you ready? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. All right. Oh, Psalm 118, 6 and 7. 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you ready? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. All right. All right, there we go. Let's try it again. We're almost done. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. The man do to me. The Lord is with me. He is my helper. All right. All right. All of them are down. There we go. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. All right, how many found out it was on the wall over there? You guys did a great job. Hi. Come on in. Would you please get a name tag and one of the books that are out there on the table? We're hello from Arkansas. How many of you are ready for spring and to play outside?
I'm ready for summer, but I can't go outside because there's a ton of wasps everywhere.
How many have gotten to go swimming at the hotel? We did too the other night. We didn't get to go yesterday. Come on in. You're going to get two today? You guys, come on in. We're about to get started in our lesson. Okay. May I borrow your book for a minute? No, I just need the book. All right, you guys. While I talk about the story, and you can open the book any way you want, okay? That doesn't matter. Okay, we'll make it say something on the front in a little bit, okay? I'm going to draw some pictures about the story, and they are simple enough that you can copy them down too, and you'll have pictures of the story. And later, if you want to write in some of the story, you can do that, okay? You can do as much or as little as you want. This will help us learn how Joseph depended on God. We all know Joseph, don't we? We don't know Joseph?
I don't.
You don't? He was a nice guy. I didn't ever meet him, but I think he was a nice guy. You do? All right. I've messed up my note cards. That was pretty good, huh? Give me just a second. I have... Oh, well, you're going to draw these pictures. I need my black marker, please. Yeah, my daughter Mandy's grabbing it for me. Thank you, Mandy. All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to draw a picture. And all of these pictures are really easy. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I'm going to tell you to use a U or an N or an L. And I'll draw it out. And then you can draw it in your book. Is everybody ready? Everybody got room to draw? Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter. Joseph was his 11th son, and he was Jacob's favorite. This made all of his brothers very jealous. Do you know what it means to be jealous, Zachary? You want something somebody else has? Yeah, and you wish they didn't have it? Joseph also had dreams that he told his family about. Do you guys ever dream?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had good dreams last night.
I didn't have any dreams last night
because
I had to wake up at
4
o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh. Oh, that's way too late for me. Joseph's dreams told about his brothers bowing down to him, about him being the ruler of them. This made them even more jealous. And if that weren't enough, Jacob made a special coat for Joseph. That coat showed that everyone that Jacob had chosen him to be in charge of his brothers. Wow. The brothers were even more jealous. We're going to draw a picture of Joseph, okay? We're going to start by doing his face. You're going to draw a big U, like that. Then you're going to draw two U's to make his face, his eyes. And then you're going to draw a U to make his face, his mouth. Yes, sir. Very cool. We'll talk about that in a minute, all right? All right, then to make his hair, you need to make four ends. Ends, like nighttime. Like that. Everybody got those? And then to make his special coat, we're going to make two L's that face each other and are upside down. Can you do that? Kyle, could you please get her another pencil? Thank you. All right, and then we're going to draw in these L's like this. There's no messing up. You'll be just fine. And then we draw two more L's like this and like this. All right. So Joseph was Jacob's favorite son, and his brothers were very jealous of him. One day, Joseph's brothers had gone off to find new pastures for their animals. Jacob sent Joseph out to check on them. When they saw Joseph coming, and it was easy in this coat of many colors, they decided to take his coat from him and throw him into a pit. His brothers were angry. We're going to draw pictures of angry brothers here. Draw a circle. No, right now, wherever. Wherever you want. And you draw circles for eyes. Thank you. And then you draw a deep V between his eyes and a big frown. Yes. No, it's all right. You can just scoot over and use... It'll be all right. And then we're going to draw a second face. Make those eyes big. They'll look more angry. and draw lines like that, and a big open mouth like he's screaming. Okay? You're all right. That's all right. So this is our picture number one. This is our picture number two. Okay? Sure, sweetie. After he was in the pit, a trader's caravan came by. The brothers sold Joseph to them, and he became a slave in Egypt. They went home and told his father that he was killed. They even got the blood from an animal and put it on the coat to make his dad believe that he was dead. But Joseph wasn't dead. They had taken him to Egypt and made him a slave. And he was very sad. Draw a sad face. Draw a circle for the head, two circles for the eyes. You make little back C's above his face, above his eyes, and a U for his mouth, upside down. That might be an N too, huh? But Joseph trusted God. What is the other word for trusted? Depended on God. And did his best. When we're upset, maybe because we don't get to do something that we want to do, do we do our best when at school, maybe, when we don't want to do that spelling work? Do we always do our best even though we don't want to do it? Not always, do we? So, but Joseph did his best, even though he was sad. And he became his Egyptian owner's most trusted servant. That owner knew that he could trust and depend on Joseph. But the man's wife lied about Joseph, and Joseph got thrown into jail. Once again, that was a bad thing that happened to Joseph, huh? But he trusted God. He did his best while he was in jail, and he helped other prisoners. He even told two prisoners what their dreams meant. That was a special talent that God gave to Joseph. Okay, we're going to draw picture number four. You're going to write the word jail. J-A-I-L. Like that, and then you draw a line, part of a box around it, like that. Joseph was in jail. Joseph was in jail for a long time. In fact, those two prisoners that he told the dreams to, they got out of jail, and they forgot about him until one day, Pharaoh, the ruler of all of Egypt, had a dream, and nobody he asked could tell him what that dream meant. One of those prisoners that had been with Joseph remembered Joseph, told Pharaoh about it. He called Joseph to him, and Joseph told him what his dream meant. And his dream meant that there were going to be 7 years of famine. Does anybody know what famine is? Say it again. When we have a famine, we have no crops, no food to eat, and no rain. The food can't grow. It's like a drought. There's been a big drought down in the southeast part of the states. There wouldn't be much any rain or much food. So Pharaoh made Joseph second in command. The only person who had more power than Joseph was Pharaoh himself. Joseph built granaries to store the food in so that there would be enough food all the way through the famine. Joseph worked hard for that. We're going to draw a picture of Pharaoh now. Okay? This is picture number 5. You're going to draw two Fs opposite of each other. Do it on the next page. Like that. And then, to make the eyes, you're going to draw D's that are facing down, like this, and put a dot in the middle, like that. Then you're going to draw a V at the bottom, like that, and then an upside down V under that. And that is our picture of Pharaoh. What country was Pharaoh in charge of?
Egypt.
Well, besides the famine being in Egypt, it was also back where Jacob and all of Joseph's brothers lived. Soon the brothers were so worried about food that they went to Egypt to see if they could buy food. They went and they bowed down before Joseph, but they didn't know who he was. They begged him to sell them food. Joseph didn't tell them who he was just yet. But he gave them lots of grain and sent them home. He also kept one of his brothers to stay with him to make sure that they would come back. And they did come back. Now we're going to draw picture number 6. It's of a person bowing down. All right, number 6. We're going to draw an L on its side, like that. Got that part? And then we're going to use letter C's to make the body. Like this, and like that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you may. Then we're going to draw a little D here and a V right here. And that's going to be our brother bowing down to Joseph.
That kind
of
looks like a little penguin, actually.
Like a little what? It does kind of look like a little penguin, doesn't it? Or a little bird. That's what I thought. Joseph's brothers did come back. And finally he told them who he was. His brothers were afraid he would punish them all. But Joseph told them that even though they had meant to hurt him, God had used it for good. Now Joseph forgave his brothers and invited them all to come and live with him in Egypt. It's hard sometimes to forgive somebody who's hurt you, hasn't it? Do you think that you'd be angry with your brother or sister if they sold you to a slave? And you, that would be bad, wouldn't it? We're going to draw picture number 7. You know what it is? It's a happy face because everybody was happy. Joseph was happy. The brothers were happy. Jacob was happy. You can really draw it any way you want. How about that? Yes, sir. All right. That is the end of our story. But you can see how Joseph, from the time he was little bitty till the time that he was old, he depended on God. He depended on God to take care of him physically, like for food and water and clothes. He depended on God for wisdom. What is wisdom? Being smart. He depended on God for wisdom, and he depended on God to save him. Those are the things that we're going to talk about this week. Right now, if you will put all the crayons back in the little tubs, make sure that your names are on your books. Hi, Miss Kate. And when you're done making sure your name is on your book, if you'll put it over by the door, you can stack them together. I'm going to keep them till tomorrow, okay? That way we have them so that we can put another story in them tomorrow. Then we have a game that we're going to play. If you're not coming tomorrow, are you going to come back on Saturday? If you know you're not coming back, you can take it with you. Me too. Please. Okay, if you will look at the sticker on your name tag, find out what color you are and get into those groups. Okay? Don't take it down yet. Get in the groups with your stickers on them. Yeah. We have red, green, yellow, and blue. Right, is everybody in your group? Okay, back behind that piece of tape right there, I want you to make four lines facing me. Can you go back behind that tape? Make four lines facing me. So if you're in the red group, then line up behind each other. Once we know how many are in which group, we may adjust. Who's green? I see a red and a green. Okay. Drew, you're green. Tyler, you're red. Where's yellow? Okay, yellow's right here, sweet Trinity. Okay. I know it's a little cramped back there. But what we're going to do is we're going to depend on each other. We're going to depend on each of your teammates to help you win this game. Now, this is only a fun game. All right. There won't be any. In the end, we're learning to depend on each other, so there are no losers. Okay? Well, now then, these neato paper plates are skates now. Have you ever gotten to use a paper plate as a skate? Please don't try it out there on the concrete. That would be bad, huh? All right, here you go. All right, there's your two. Okay, I'm still confused. There should be four. You're yellow. Would you get in line over here, sweetheart? Timothy, do you want to play this game? All right. You have to get behind the yellow taped line. Okay. I know it's a little cramped, but we're all right. Okay. Here's the deal. You skate up here to this line, and then you turn around and skate back, give your skates to the next player, and they skate. Whichever team gets finished first is the winner of the game. But we're all learning to depend on each other, so that's good. Okay, are you ready? Timothy, are you stuck there, buddy? Can you put your feet on those? All right, put your feet on those. Just step on it. All right, put your foot on the other one. It's the only time you can step on plates. Then you're going to skate like this. Timothy, watch my feet. Like that, okay? All right. He's a little guy. We're going to give him a little head start, okay? All right. On your mark. Be careful. No hurting each other. Get set. Go. Oh, yep. If you lost your shoe, your skate, go back and get it. Come on. There you go. Good job, Timothy. Watch out for each other. Uh-oh, go back and get your skate. Come on. Come on, Heather. There you go. Oh, you lost your skates. That's all right. Keep going. Have to keep your feet on the floor, don't you? Uh-oh, you lost your skate. Grab your skate. Oh, no. Yay. Good job, you guys. All right. Will you pick up your plates for me and put them by the wall? And then quickly come back and sit down on the floor. Now, when we depend on each other, that's why God gave us each other, to help us, because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. So now we're going, tell you what, I want everybody to look at me this way, unless that thing goes off and then I'm going to run for the hills. Okay? We're going to go over our memory verse again. Ready? One. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? What is my me? He is my helper. Psalm
118:6-7.
Okay, let's do it one more time. Only this time, let's shout it. Okay, but I'm not going to shout because this thing is so loud, okay? So one, two, three.
The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118:6-7.
All right, you guys. You guys did a great job today. I'm so glad that you came to class.